You won't need DEET for these next two stories, and they are about mosquito-borne diseases. In a few minutes, good news about combating a potential outbreak of yellow fever in Congo. But first to Singapore, the latest place in the world where the Zika virus has shown up. Over the weekend, health officials in Singapore confirmed their first locally transmitted cases of Zika. Singapore is a densely populated tropical island that gets lots of rain, perfect for mosquitoes that can transmit the virus. Journalist Sharanya Pillay is in Singapore. How many cases have now been reported, Sharanya?
So we have had 56 cases right now that have been reported, and we might be expecting more cases as well.
56 cases, that's a lot. Did this all happen at once, or has this been steadily growing over the past few weeks?
The jump was quite abrupt. So on Saturday, we had the first locally transmitted case of Zika that was reported. But just over the next day, the number had risen to 41. And today, 50 new cases were reported.
I know Singapore's got a reputation for being a very tightly managed country with a kind of top-down approach. What kind of reaction has there been to the sudden onslaught of Zika cases?
Yeah, I think the reaction has been one of deep concern because many Singaporeans are aware of how Zika can be very threatening to pregnant women. There's also been quite a bit of shock because the situation has escalated this quickly. But at the same time, I think Singaporeans are quite used to the idea of us being very vulnerable because in 2003, we also went through the SARS crisis. And I think there are fears that this Zika outbreak might put us in a similar situation as what we went through in 2003.
And do people in Singapore use mosquito nets or insect repellent?
Mosquito repellent is definitely very much in use. As you mentioned earlier, there are a lot of mosquitoes around because of the hot and wet climate. People are stepping up their use of insect repellent, especially for those who are vulnerable, like young children. Mm. And the Ministry of Health itself is encouraging people to do more to actually prevent puddles of stagnant water from forming in their own homes so that mosquitoes don't breed in our own houses.
Yeah, and with so many cases suddenly reported, are health officials in Singapore really putting a very urgent push?
The response has been very quick. Health officials are continuing to screen for more cases. They have also alerted doctors to look out for symptoms of Zika in patients. And mainly the main strategy for the health authorities right now is to focus on controlling the population of Aedes mosquitoes. And so they have stepped up efforts of misting that will kill adult mosquitoes. And they have also focused their efforts on our sewage system. So they are flushing out their drains more frequently to prevent stagnant water from forming. Singapore already has very tough regulations against mosquito breeding. So anyone who is found to have conditions in their homes that is causing a lot of mosquitoes to breed, they are actually subject to fines. And the authorities, they have been stepping up their inspections of houses, especially in the cluster where all these Zika cases have emerged.
Sort of taking even a tough approach. How often do you see like stagnant water or water puddles in your own neighborhood in Singapore?
I think stagnant water puddles are not a common sight in Singapore, but they tend to be more frequently seen around construction areas. And in fact, if you look at the current situation now, about 36 of the people who were infected, they're actually foreign workers who are working at a construction site. The fact that so many of them are actually construction workers actually highlights the need for there to be more inspection perhaps at these areas for stagnant puddles of water.
Yeah, that also indicates there's a lot of construction in Singapore these days.
Oh, yes, yes. Singapore is a nation that is perpetually under construction and we are always working on new projects.
Reporter Sharanya Pillay in Singapore, thanks very much.
Thank you, Marco.